You're listening to SBS News.
The International Monetary Fund's latest World Economic Outlook is now projecting the global economy will grow a little faster and a little further this year than expected. The IMF now says the global economy will grow by 6% in 2021, up from the 5.5% it previously forecast, and by 4.4% in 2022, up from 4.2%. IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath says the upgrades in global growth are mainly due to the upgrades for advanced economies.
Countries are at very different stages, both in terms of the pandemic, but also in terms of their recovery and how quickly they're coming back to pre-COVID GDP levels. So that's why we emphasize that now it's important for countries to take a tailored approach, which is specific to where they are in terms of the speed of their recovery, and in terms of a country's specific characteristics.
It says multi-speed recoveries are underway in all regions, but with stark differences in the pace of vaccine rollout, the extent of economic policy support, and structural factors such as reliance on tourism. The Washington-based institution also warns a high degree of uncertainty surrounds these projections.
Faster progress with vaccinations can uplift the forecast, while a more prolonged pandemic with virus variants that evade vaccines can lead to a sharp downgrade.
The IMF is expecting Australia's economy to grow by 4.5% this year and 2.8% in 2022. That's an increase from its January prediction of 3.5% growth in 2021. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the Seven Network it's further proof that Australia's economy is recovering well from the pandemic.
What this report confirms is that we have outperformed all major advanced economies over the last year. There's still a long way to go, but Australians can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Consumer and business confidence is back to its pre-pandemic levels. Business investment is up off the back of government incentives. We've seen dwelling investment in the housing market being strong.
Paul Bloxham is the chief economist at multinational investment bank HSBC.
There are a range of challenges we still face in Australia, and most fundamentally we think the major one is that the international border is still closed, and that's weighing on inward migration, tourism and foreign students arriving in Australia. Until we're able to open that international border again, we think that's going to present a pretty decent headwind to the recovery.
Despite the Reserve Bank's efforts to fuel the economy through record low interest rates, the IMF expects inflation to remain below the central bank's 2-3% target band at the end of next year. It forecasts the rate of inflation to be 1.7% this year and 1.6% in 2022. The IMF also does not predict Australia's jobless rate will fall below 6% until next year, when it's forecasting an unemployment rate of 5.5%. Australia's jobless rate did drop to 5.8% in February, but there is now uncertainty about the employment outlook after the government's JobKeeper wage subsidy program ended last month.